This is Health First with Dave Fuller, available across Canada through the National Campus and Community Radio Association.
Well, it's that time of year when people want to start losing weight. They want to perhaps get rid of some of the toxins they've built up over the holidays. Robin Western, you've written a book called The Master Cleanse Made Easy. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Dave. Thanks for having me.
Tell us a little bit about why you wrote this book and how you got interested in it.
Well, I write about cleanses often. I've written several books, and I do them. The first one I ever actually engaged in was the original Master Cleanse. And the results were spectacular, but it took me several tries before I was actually able to complete it. So I realized that the cleanse itself is really terrific, very helpful, but it's arduous, and I think that people who decide to engage in it need some help.
Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit about the history of the Master Cleanse, because it is quite interesting and colorful.
Yeah, it is, because the creator of the Master Cleanse was colorful himself. It was Stanley Burroughs. And he developed this cleanse, and then he actually attributed to having these kind of miraculous results. And at some point, I think it was in the 50s or maybe early 60s, that he was eventually sued for some of the claims that he made. I think he told someone that, you know, who had cancer, that they could cure cancer on his cleanse. And of course, that's not something I agree with, but and I think that he was eventually put in prison.
Yeah, you know, I imagine that somebody on cancer, with cancer, probably might not do too well on doing a big detox. But let's what are toxins and what are detoxes?
Well, there are several kinds of toxins. We get some from our environment. It could be cleaning fluids, chloroform, we get it from our food. It could be insecticides, pesticides, hormones that they put into our foods. The air is filled with heavy metal. Food dyes that go into our foods, red, yellow, all those are toxins. There are studies that have proven that they have negative effects on our body. Also, air we breathe is toxic. There could be asbestos in the air, or chlorine, and then other kinds of toxins are emotional toxins like stress and anger, depression, even feelings of jealousy and envy could be toxic to our systems. So a cleanse or a detox helps us to gives our bodies a chance to clean out from these toxins. Our bodies have organs that help us do this on a daily basis. Of course, our liver is a natural detoxer, our kidneys, and even our skin. But because we're bombarded with so many toxins, these organs can get overloaded and weakened.
Now, are there certain organs that, that really hold the toxins more than others?
That hold them more than others?
Or that take care of, that really help cleanse our body and that these detoxes are focused on?
Right. Well, the Master Cleanse in particular is focused on the liver and the kidneys, because these are really the filters in our body. You know, we take what we eat and what we drink goes right through these particular organs. And I, as a health writer, you know, I love this little saying I always say to people, love your liver, live longer. So the liver in particular is very important as an organ of detoxification. And that's why, you know, I mean, I will drink one or two glasses of wine, but you don't really want to overload your liver.
Now, tell us about the Master Cleanse. What is involved? Because it sounds pretty simple.
It is very simple, and yet it's arduous. It basically is composed of water, cayenne pepper, maple syrup, and you should choose organic maple syrup, And I think that's it, right? And, oh, there's but you also do, before that, before you engage in the cleanse in the morning, you do something called a flush. And that's where you drink a kind of a laxative in the morning so that your body is prepared for the lemon. Oh, there's also a lemon. It's very important. The cleanse has fresh squeezed lemons in them, in it. Mm. So it's very few ingredients. It's lemon, water, cayenne pepper, and maple syrup.
Now, how does it work in terms of detoxifying the body?
Well, according to Stanley Burroughs, and I can only say that because I've done this cleanse and felt fabulous after it, I can tell you from experience that it worked for me. I don't know if all of, you know, Stanley Burroughs' claims are particularly accurate, but as I said before, what it does is it cleanses your organs, completely goes through your system so that your body's toxins are released. And before you go on this master cleanse, and this is something that Stanley Burroughs didn't necessarily suggest, but that I do and helps, I think, people stick to this rigorous cleanse, is to engage in it slowly. In other words, give yourself 1, 2, or 3 weeks before you're going on the cleanse to cut out sugar, coffee, alcohol, processed foods. And that brings your body into a slow engagement with the cleanse as opposed to, you know, something very abrupt. If you're having pizza and beer one day and then the next day you say you're going on the cleanse, that's a recipe for failure, I think.
Mm. Now, the cleanse is for 10 days.
Yeah.
Typically. What happens during that 10 days when somebody's doing this cleanse?
Oh, so many great things, and then some things that aren't so great. Oh. I mean, at the first few days, you might experience, as your body is releasing the toxins, you can have some kind of unpleasant effects. You might experience headaches, especially if you were a coffee drinker, right? Your skin can break out because as you're detoxifying, and as I said before, the skin is one of the organs of detoxification, you might break out. You could feel nauseous because your body is releasing these toxins. You could feel very sluggish and foggy brain. But after the third day, David, that's when things start going uphill, and I've noticed, and other people who have done the cleanse have reported that they've experienced a kind of calm and inner peace. They feel more energetic. Those feelings of headaches are gone, stomach cramps are gone, nausea is gone, and you just feel really bright and a part of the world in a whole new way. Hmm. I think. I'm a big fan.
What happens between day 3 and day 10? Are there any other changes that are taking place?
Such as?
Well, you know.
Do you have any?
Well, I'm just wondering.
Well, you'll lose weight, mm-hmm. That's for sure. And the first 3 days, you can feel extremely sluggish. But as I said, you will feel more energetic after that. And your hair becomes, more radiant, fuller. I just do suggest that people not, if you're someone who exercises a lot and has an exercise routine, while you're on the cleanse, I really suggest that you lay low and go for contemplative walks, write in your journal, but don't engage in any kind of aerobic activity because your body is really not in full gear. And what I really appreciate is while you're on this cleanse, you really do get into a kind of meditative state, more looking inward. Hmm. And it's very powerful in that way.
Can you work while you're doing this cleanse?
Well, I can as a writer. Mm-hmm. But I think if you're doing work that's very physical and you really need, like if you're lifting heavy things, I would say no. And even if you're driving heavy machinery, I would also say no, because I mean, let's face it, you're not taking in very many calories. So you don't have, and calories give us energy. And it really, if you could possibly during these 10 days, do it at a time when you've cleared your schedule and you have some precious, and I know in this day and age how difficult that is for people to have 10 days to take off for themselves. But if you factor in 2 weekends, then you can do it, maybe. I mean, it's a vacation. It's a vacation from your daily life. And it's definitely a lifestyle choice to use your vacation time to do a cleanse.
We're talking with Robin Western about her book, The Master Cleanse Made Easy. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to be finding out more about how you can improve your health and increase your mental clarity and lose weight.